KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Four people have died in Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga province following severe storms. The town was hit by devastating storms on Sunday and yesterday. The municipalities for Mulani Tovakale.
I can confirm that we have the fourth person who died at Mukusu. He was struck by lightning.
Officials say more than 300 houses have also been damaged. The extreme weather conditions have also disrupted the final matric exams, affecting more than 10 high schools. A coalition of trade unions, social movements and progressive groups plans to march to Parliament in Cape Town tomorrow. They will be protesting government budget cuts as part of the medium-term budget policy statement. They say the demonstration aims to spotlight issues around reduced social spending and the impact on the working class. Organisers are demanding that the government reverse budget cuts, invest in public services and prioritise poverty alleviation. The parliamentary legal team has suggested that the Portfolio Committee on Correctional Services implement remedial action taken by the Public Protector. This after the Public Protector released a report last month on the investigation into the alleged improper conduct by officials from Correctional Services regarding the escape of Thabo Bester from the Mangaung Correctional Centre in 2022. Bester escaped from the CMAX prison by allegedly faking his death in a cell fire with the help, allegedly, of celebrity doctor Nandipa Magudumana and several prison officials. Parliamentary legal advisor Bulelani Simani says the remedial action from the Public Protector has a binding effect and is enforceable.
I am of the view that in this context, the committee has the constitutional duty of overseeing and monitoring the implementation by the DCS of the remedial action taken by the Public Protector. The remedial action taken by the Public Protector is binding and therefore must be complied with. We so advise.
And a tram has crashed into a computer shop in the Norwegian capital, Oslo, injuring four people. Around 20 passengers were on board when it hit the four-story building in the city centre. It's understood the driver is among those who've been hurt. The top story this hour, four people have died in Bushbuck Ridge in Mpumalanga province following severe storms in the town. You can find these and other stories at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.